Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Up next is a series called Realms of Authority in Prayer. This teaching from Dr. Billy Brim will give you insight on the different types of prayer and authority we have as believers. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out more on Billy Brim Ministries' next authority conference hosted near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 28th. This is a free special Tulsa, Oklahoma event with limited seating. Registration is required. For more information, visit billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.
Numbers 35:26. This is the first mention of boundaries in the Bible. There were cities of refuge. You remember? God set up cities of refuge that a murderer could go to that city of refuge and he'd be safe. So here's some rules about that. Numbers 35:26. If the manslayer shall at any time go beyond the boundaries of his city of refuge to which he fled in there, but he goes outside the boundary. And the avenger of blood, let's say the brother of the one that he killed, finds him outside the boundaries of his city of refuge, the avenger of blood kills the manslayer, he shall not be guilty of blood. So there's some boundaries set. And there are rules in those boundaries. There are boundaries of nations. We've already talked about Genesis 15, how he gave Israel boundaries for their lands, which they will occupy. Then here's Joshua 12:2, and it speaks of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived at Heshbon, and it marks out his boundaries, the river Jabbok, down at the last part of the verse, the boundary of the Ammonites. So the Ammonites had boundaries that was theirs. This is in present-day Jordan. Remember, their capital is Ammon. There were boundaries for the tribes of Israel in the Old Testament. Here's this just an example. Joshua 15:1, the allotment for the tribe of the people of Judah, according to their clans, reached southward to the boundary of Edom, to the wilderness of Zin at the farther south, and their south boundary ran from the end of the Salt Sea from the bay that faces southward. So God told them exactly where the boundaries were. How did they know? So did God just came announce over a loudspeaker? No. They had the high priest, and he had the vest. And on the vest were all the names of the tribes. And the letters would light up and spell out the boundaries. That's how they knew where they were. There are boundaries that was tribes in the Old Testament. Some people are faint. They don't think God has any plans for the Jews, but he does. And in the millennium, the land's again going to go to the tribes, and it's going to be marked out with boundaries. These are told to us in Ezekiel, where the millennial temple is described. Ezekiel 47:13. Thus says the Lord God, this is the boundary by which you shall divide the land for inheritance among the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph shall have two portions. There are various boundaries God has set. There are rules over them. You don't go over the boundary. Job 26:10. He has inscribed a circle on the face of the waters at the boundary between light and darkness. Psalm 74:7. Well, you could stop and Selah every one of these. Psalm 74:17. You have fixed all the boundaries of the earth. You have made summer and winter. There are boundaries that winter you can only go this far. Thank God we're moving out of winter now. Psalm 104:9. You set a boundary that they may not pass, so that they might not again cover the earth. That was the waters, flood waters. Proverbs 15:25, the Lord tears down the house of the proud, but he maintains the widow's boundaries. I qualify for that. We got that one, don't we? I found out that my well at the parsonage, the three lots next to me have a right to my well, and not only that, but my gas fuel butane is sitting on their lot, and maybe my back steps. So what are we going to do? We're going to buy it. The three lots. Bless the Lord. Some of you have given. We thank you for that. We're getting ready to make that purchase real soon here. And I put a claim on it, a faith claim on it. And so we'll have it. And that'll be our boundaries. Isaiah 10:13 says, for he says, by the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I have understanding, I remove the boundaries of peoples. He can change them, but you can't. I plunder their treasures. Like a bull, I bring down those who sit on thrones. There's going to be some bringing down. There has been some bringing down. And there will be a lot more. Yeah, right. Jeremiah 5:22. Do you not fear me, declares the Lord? Do you not tremble before me? I place the sand as the boundary for the sea, a perpetual barrier that it cannot pass. Though the waves toss, they cannot prevail. Though they roar, they cannot pass over it. It says in Job that he said to the waters of the seas, thus far shall you come and no further. And every time I'm staying on the edge of a sea, and I've written down in my Bible all the seas I set it at, where I read that chapter in Job, Mediterranean Sea, Pacific Sea, Indian Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, I always am in a hotel right here. And there could see right there. Why can they build this hotel here? Because God said, this far you go and no further. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, you have a given authority where you live. Your neighborhood. He determined the time you're going to be here. And it is quite sure and evident that you've got authority in the geographical area where you live. You do not have authority over the whole earth. You can pray for the whole earth. You can pray for those that are in authority. Did I put that down there in my scriptures? I think I did. Scriptures regarding the realms of authority. Well, I didn't read to you Judges 2:9. They buried him, Joshua, within the boundaries of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres in the land country, hill country of Ephraim. You can see his grave right there near Ariel. It's the land of his inheritance he inherited. God said, this is what I give Judah. This is what I give Joshua. This is what I give Joseph's two children, Ephraim and Manasseh. This is what I give Benjamin. And there, in authority, in being given authority, you not only have the blessing and privilege. You have the responsibility. And God talks about in the judgment day after the white throne judgment, he's going to call up cities. He's going to call up the Queen of Sheba. He's going to call up Sodom and Gomorrah. And he's going to demand an answer for the stewardship of that realm of authority that he gave them. You know, remember the talents. The men with the one talent, five talent, 10 talents. He demanded an account of their stewardship. Bless the Lord. So the Lord told to Brother Hagin, whatever goes on in a geographical area is because the church let it go on. Because we are the ones with authority. Now, there are limits to authority. And I put in this book, I did this book, God told me to take Brother Hagin's teachings and to put them in little bite-sized pieces. I read this. You should have it. You will get a wonderful doctrine by reading this every day. And God will speak to you. Now, when I came to this day, every day he would tell me what to do. Sometimes we would be doing, it's all his words. Sometimes we'd be doing a section on how to be led by the Spirit. Sometimes we'd do a section on healing. Sometimes we'd do a section on faith. But here I had finished one section on what Jesus did for us. And now here I am to a day. And the Lord said, it was May 27. It's the day I'm going to work on. It wasn't exactly May 27 because I'm working ahead of time to get it printed. And he said, here's what I want you to put in. Because a lot of people in May, there are a lot of students, they've just finished their course of study. They're going to be going home. And I want you to put this in there for that. And he gave me the little titles. And this title is Travel Safety. And we always put a scripture at the top. And this is the scripture. And the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. Mark 4:35. Jesus got into a ship with his disciples and said, let us pass over to the other side. And that settled it. Jesus did not say, let us go halfway and sink. Therefore, when a storm arose and Jesus' disciples were frightened, he rebuked them, saying, how is it that you have no faith? At a Full Gospel Businessmen's Convention, a woman asked me to pray for her. Now, this is Brother Hagin talking. She said, I'm a nervous wreck. It just scares me to death to travel by plane. I actually become sick with fright. I'm not going to attend any more conventions, even though I love to, because I'm so afraid to fly. You don't have to be afraid, I replied. And really, you don't even have to pray about it. All you have to do is get on the plane and say, let us pass over to Los Angeles or Chicago or wherever. And the plane can't go down. Then you can do just what Jesus did. You can go to sleep, knowing the plane is going to get there because you have spoken it in faith.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from Dr. Billy Brim's series, Realms of Authority and Prayer. Live near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27 through the 28th. Join Dr. Billy Brim for our Authority Conference hosted near Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is a free special Tulsa, Oklahoma event with limited seating. Registration is required. Save the dates and make your plans now to join the upcoming Authority Conference near Tulsa, April 27th through the 28th. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these powerful meetings will be Chip and Shelley Brim. Register today and guarantee your seat for the upcoming Authority Conference near Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 27th through the 28th. Register online at billybrim.org or call 417-336-4877.